Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedians Drew Lynch and Justin Foster, funnyboneomaha.com for future dates for other people because these guys are sold out this weekend hanging out with us. And Justin, I found out you had a new album out.
Yeah, I actually recorded it like 2 days before we flew in.
Last time
we were here, okay. And so then we edited it and put a laugh track in it because it
put jokes in it.
Put jokes in, yeah.
Oh, you added the jokes in later.
Then put it on iTunes and Spotify, and now I'm getting that sweet CD money. So.
All right. Oh, yeah, it's big cash, man. What's it called?
It's called Dangerless.
Dangerless.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
It's available all those places?
For something like that. Check every couple weeks?
Every couple of months I get a check, and it always surprises me that people listen to it. And
how do you know you're getting the proper amount of money?
I think any sort of money in that is okay.
So you just trust them?
If they send me a dollar, I'd be like, yeah, this is about right.
And your social media, Drew Lynch, what is your social? What's your Twitter account?
Oh, just the Drew Lynch.
And in case people want to see you across the country, since you're sold out here, where are your dates?
DrewLynch.com.
There you go.
Yeah,
I want to confuse you.
Sorry.
You're jacked up right now.
No.
It's a long greyhound
Justin,
bus
where
ride.
Can people find you? Where's your Twitter?
At JustinComic.
All right. And for your dates?
JustinComic.com. All right. Also DrewLynch.com.
to see Justin.
the next greyhound
You with him every
ride.
Weekend? You with him every weekend?
Not every weekend.
Okay.
Next bus ride is going to be a long one. Omaha to Port Charlotte to Florida is more than $14.
I'll let you next gig.
Charlotte, yeah. Right. But in between there, here and there, I go to Greece for 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. That's a really long bus ride, dude. Yeah. Are you going to Greece with him?
No, I wasn't invited.
Oh, man. Why not, man?
It's just a
routing
vacation. And
oh, vacation. I thought you were performing.
No,
can Stella go?
I don't think she's going with us, and I think with
that's your
like
dog,
certain,
right?
Yes. With certain Eastern European countries,
right.
they get pretty strict on
and hungry,
them.
Right? When they see that,
and,
oh my God. No, Greece doesn't eat dogs, but other countries might.
But yeah, no, just going with the girlfriend.
All right, serious?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating?
We've been dating for a year and some change.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Going all over the country, or
With that girl, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know the question.
Greece. You meant Greece.
Oh,
not her body.
Oh.
Are you all over that? Are you all over that, Drew? Yeah, you're yes.
Have you explored all of that?
We're going to Athens and then a few other islands, like two or three islands. I don't vacation often at all. I think actually since the last time I had been here with you guys, I don't think I had taken a vacation since.
Good.
Now your stand-up
career, you need to get out.
Your stand-up career is on fire, but I hate to say but because it's obviously kicking ass. You're doing well for yourself, but how come you're not on a sitcom? I see you being a star on the big screen.
Thank you.
I mean, big screen, small screen, whatever, you know.
You know,
I should say, how
thing,
come you're not? You have the right project.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, yeah. That's I think that's what it is.
Right.
It's just the timing and finding the right people behind the right concept.
There's got to be people interested in putting you on TV.
I assume
right?
you've been approached.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Not for television.
No?
Just approached.
Okay.
But yeah, it's you know, this hour that I've been working on, I'm trying to get rid of to special and get
got
there
it.
With like you know, a lot of the Netflix, and then hopefully something sparks from that.
Well, no, you're, like I said, everything's you're kicking ass for you. I know a drunk
Thank
neighbor,
you.
A guy who play your drunk neighbor right there.
Yes, I will start drinking again.
No, Well, you don't have to be drunk to play the neighbor.
Oh, that's not
you
how that works.
Play a drunk.
I just want
to
drink.
You haven't seen Justin's acting. He needs to be drunk.
I'm a meth head.
You play the meth head. All right, yeah. You'd be a meth head.
I'll do it.
You're a skinny guy. You pull up the
I
meth
have
head.
No limits.
Yeah. Andrew would play the heroin addict next door.
Next door, right. Yeah. But he's trying to stay straight, right. And the drunk keeps dragging him down the hole. It's a dark comedy.
What sitcom?
Oh, it's definitely right. It's Netflix.
I love my range is booze, meth, and heroin. Got a lot of range, kid.
All of a sudden, sweet Drew Lynch is a heroin addict on a Netflix comedy. I think it sells. I'd watch it. We'd download that. I'd watch it all the damn time. We'd pimp it for you, too. Craig, what else is going on?
Well, we have a hit in the Deadpool.
Uh-oh.
Forrest Gregg passed away.
Oh, I know that name. He used to coach Packers.
Yeah, he was a player for years
player
as well.
Player, too, yeah. And this is Craig's Deadpool on our website. You know, we've got thousands of people play the Deadpool. You pick 10 people going to die in a year, you know. Forrest Gregg.
Famous people, though. They got to be famous
Yeah,
people.
Famous, right.
Yeah, like my mom doesn't count.
No.
Do you admit Todd?
The dead mom callback on a Friday. Yeah. Nice.
Plus, she's my mom.
Drew said, damn it, Todd.
So she's not really a friend of the show.
I'm losing my adorable image over these jokes.
I know.
See, but you would be ineligible because you're a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Oh. You can't pick people that we know
in
this celebrity death pool.
Okay.
And we don't know Forrest Gregg.
So no. So if I died, I wouldn't get announced on this?
No.
Oh, no, we would talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't
right.
talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but no one would be allowed to picture you in the Deadpool so that they could gain... points.
If you died, they'd just be promoting my headlining dates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Justin will be back. We bring Justin back in a heartbeat.
Right.
We can talk about memories of you.
Sure.
Now starring Justin, because Drew really missed the plane.
It's just me and Stella. I'm your dad now.
Well, that's creepy.
We would mourn
he's,
while
he's
Justin
dog
celebrated.
City. He's not dog city while you're in Greece, are you?
No,
okay.
No, I would not.
I'm your daddy now.
Trust him.
I would not.
So it hasn't been scored yet for technical reasons, but the couple of players that had Forrest Gregg include Death Erection and McLean Stevenson gets a hit
all
with
right.
Forrest Gregg.
Just two hits? How old was Forrest Gregg?
Oh, he was...
He coached the Packers in one of those 30 years where they sucked.
Yeah.
They sucked bad for 30 years.
Yeah, he was with the Packers playing...
Actually, more than over 25 years they pretty much sucked.
Pretty much, except for a year between 1956 and 1970.
And when did he coach the Pack?
After that.
I knew that. Yeah, good answer. How old was he? I'm sorry, you probably
said
that.
Oh, I missed that part.
All right.
85,
okay.
Hmm. Yeah. And I forget when he was coaching. Packers, 84 to 87. Yeah, that was some lean
years. There are some lean years.
25-37-1 record as head coach. Yep.
We need to see some more of that. They need to get back into that rhythm.
Congratulations, you got that hit. It's only a two-hitter, right?
Yeah, that is good. Now, a couple of days ago, we had a couple of hits, and I forget if we mentioned it outside of a very early window. Ernest Fritz Hollings, a senator, passed away. He was picked by Dirt and Daddy, Epcot Death March, Glenn Poole, and Todd's favorite monkey.
Macaque. That's what his favorite monkey is.
Most people's favorite monkey.
It's mine.
Yeah.
But it's your favorite monkey in this Deadpool name, right?
Yeah, I'm the biggest fan here.
And it was on this date in 1861, the Civil War began.
We just ended it a couple days ago, right?
The War of Northern Aggression.
Yeah, because, no, it wasn't. they were, they tried to secede from the country. You're right. Nowadays, you got to tell me
Northern Aggression.
Was Appomattox was like 5 days ago, right?
Yeah.
So it lasted basically five straight years.
And Fort Sumter, South Carolina,
right.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Fort Sumter in Charleston,
right.
South Carolina.
So keep that flag hanging out there. Losers.
Out of Florida.
They lost. We have to explain to people.
They did.
even living up north, that the South lost. And I got nothing against the South. I love the South.
The head coach was for the war as
well. Got to tell those guys, you did not win that one. You lost that one.
It's a bad season.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to hear that.
Bad.
Out of Florida, about 11:15 in the morning, Florida Highway Patrol troopers were dispatched for a call about three naked women at a rest stop putting on suntan lotion.
Okay. Are they something you want to see, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Two 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old.
That's, yes.
On average, yes. Yeah. Let's go with on average, yes. Yeah. Yes, on average, that's about right.
We have no images on the interwebs.
Drew's not laughing out loud. No. What they that's look 18. Like. He's smiling, though.
Even with clothes on?
I didn't see any.
I'm searching right now. Hold
Oasis
on.
McLeod is one of their names.
Oasis McLeod?
Yeah.
Man, that's a dancing name.
Janiyah McLeod is another one. Cecilia Young is the third.
I'm just looking at mug shots here, and maybe. It's hard to tell.
Can you tell their bodies?
They're just head only on these shots.
And young.
Yeah.
If they're young, though, yeah, we're still going to want to see that. Yeah, Justin is.
I'll put up a link.
All right. We'll settle for head only.
Yeah.
Typical man.
Yeah. Mug shots. They all look really young.
Yeah. That's okay. They're 18.
These are they, gentlemen.
Oh.
Two 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old. The women told the trooper that they were air drying after showering.
Oh. Yeah.
As the trooper was trying to get information.
Oh, you're too kind, puss.
Everybody's got their own taste, but I'm just saying it's hard to tell with those photos.
The far right, no. You know. All right. So on your right hand, if you're looking straight at the photo. All right. I don't think that one.
Oh, man.
I got to see the bodies.
No, I'm looking at the ads on Craig's screen.
It's all Greyhounds.
Yeah. Oh, don't look at those. He has to Google a lot of strange crap. All right.
Or I choose to.
But once again, if they're naked, yeah. All right, I shouldn't say you have to. Right? If they're naked, I'm fine with it. Right.
There you go. Right. And they were air drying and putting on suntan lotion.
Outside of what?
At the rest stop.
Got it.
You know how you do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Is there a shower at the rest stop, or did they just drive to the rest stop specifically to air dry?
All I've got is they told the trooper they were air drying after showering at the rest
just
stop.
Just the word rest stop shower doesn't sound good at all.
Now, to you. As the trooper was trying to get information, the women got in their car and drove southbound into the northbound entrance.
This is
the
just
trooper
a movie.
Began Yay! To pursue the Nissan, but canceled the chase because it didn't fit the criteria. Driver called in to report a reckless vehicle. Troopers then tracked that vehicle, the same one that was found empty at the convenience store. As a trooper tried to arrest one of the women when she left the store, another woman purposely drove directly at the trooper. Another woman got out of the car with a metal bat, tried to hit the trooper after he jumped out of the way of the car.
They said Florida. That was implied.
Are they air drying the entire time this is going on?
I'm not aware of that. Another responding trooper rammed the suspect's vehicle before the vehicle drove off. Police had to deploy the stop sticks. The women interlocked arms to keep from being arrested after officers busted out the windows of the vehicle. The women had to be tasered before being taken into custody and sent to jail.
Wow.
Several troopers had minor injuries.
Aren't you picturing boobs through the sunroof? You know, just screaming, girls, crazy.
No.
Drugs. Yep, I am.
Hey, we're air drying here.
I'm picturing some state trooper that's confused when they locked arms. Like, I don't know what to do.
This is kind of hot now.
They arrested themselves.
They beat the system.
Because that would actually be a better way to air dry is, you know, pop through the moon roof.
Right, right.
And drive.
Just your boobs, yeah.
Man, the stamina on them, too.
No. Yeah. That's why there's meth involved.
Yeah.
I don't care how young they are. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just having fun. Little youthful exuberance.
Yeah, a metal bat.
Oh, that
they
part.
Often keep
that
an
part.
Aluminum bat in their car too. Must be, you know,
yeah. That part. Yeah. You never know when you're going to need one.
Good point.
Like it never said in the narrative if or when they ever got dressed. Like you just said,
I know.
Like,
right.
There is no word on them being dressed.
They went into the convenience store.
So three naked chicks locked arms coming at you. And like you said, oh, sorry, now we can't bust them.
That's a game of Red Rover. I want to play.
With a metal bat. That's a scene out of a Robert Rodriguez film.
It is just a complete scene. It's better than fiction.
Metal bat, beat-up Nissan truck.
How'd you meet your woman there? Not that way, right?
No, okay. No. I was naked.
Oh, yeah.
You were. The term is air drying.
It is air drying at a rest stop. That's right, Todd.
I think we'd have read about that. You're pretty famous a year and a half ago. I think we'd have read about that.
You'll see a lot of that at the Greyhound station.
Todd's over there like, I don't get the story. This is every weekend. We met at a bar after I did a show.
She came out as a fan, at least, but she's a cool fan, right?
Right. Well, no, she, yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, she wasn't a fan.
Still not, to be honest.
Well, she was a fan,
yeah.
Now she's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah, was, and now I'm not.
Well, believe me, now you're not funny.
Yeah. I'm the only comedian who does radio who went from sold out to not. I get worse with time. I'm the opposite of wine. I get worse.
We got 10 seats open right now. Yeah.
And counting.
How many refunds? Yeah, your boy can get in. He can bring a group now. Yeah.
No, don't say. People are going to start calling. It's sold out. All right. At a bar. No, so you're looking or you're single? Completely
no,
single.
Yeah, I was single. I was not really looking at all. It was just kind of a cool little thing.
What city was it?
Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, that's a cool town. We used to go on the air there a little bit. So did you, did she move to L.A.?
She has since, yes.
Since then, all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I left, but okay. She's moved.
She's in Vermont.
Yeah.
You moved back to Vermont. Well, that's because she's a Vermonter by trade. She's from there?
Okay. Yeah. She's big into like outdoor sports and things like that.
Okay,
so,
cool.
She was...
Serious? Getting married?
Oh,
there you go.
It is serious, and I do love her a lot. Oh, so
good for you, man.
Probably someday.
Congratulations.
Good answer.
See what happens
hear
in
this.
Greece.
Yeah. Ask me after Greece.
After, okay. When you're air drying in Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular activity over there.
Yeah. I think it's legal there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's beaches where you can air dry.
The Isle of Lesbos.
That's right.
There's a whole aisle. Is that also at the convenience store?
Yeah.
Two men are under arrest for allegedly using spy cams to record thousands of hotel guests in South Korea.
I heard about this story.
I heard this.
Yeah.
Videos were then live streamed to their online subscribers. Authorities say the men hid cameras in TV sets, wall sockets, hair dryer holders, and various rooms at 30 hotels in 10 South Korean cities.
Wouldn't you rather, though, if you you don't want to be a person had stayed in a hotel where there's video, but if there ever is video, wouldn't you rather have your wife or girlfriend with you that video than you by yourself? Yeah. What video would you rather have released?
You me?
Just you having sex with your woman. I don't care how you do it. I mean, just say normal sex, right. Or you by yourself, you know, just tweaking and going to town.
Wow.
I'd want the sex video. You know you'd want the sex video, wouldn't you? Answer the question.
I would want the sex video, right. 100%.
I'm not saying a masturbation, everybody does it, we get it, but nobody wants to see that video. You get more made fun of if you're just sitting there going.
The sex video looks less desperate.
You're right. You know? I mean, I think no matter what, now your woman might would rather see it just a video of you masturbating.
No, she wouldn't.
We're not asking her this question. Josh, you can answer this?
Well, as an avid subscriber to this website, I would like...
What do you prefer?
I like variety. So.
That's right. It was a website, and people were subscribed to it across the world.
A platinum member.
4,100 people were subscribed to this.
Wow.
How much?
Nearly.
But how much stuff didn't you want to see? Pretty much all of it.
Well, most of it's just mundane.
Just walking around, right?
Just walking around, maybe laying on the bed watching TV at a time.
People just picking their butt. You
can only masturbate so much when you're in a hotel room.
I know.
True. Yeah.
Todd,
challenge accepted.
That's what the rest stops are for. Man, we thought North Korea had it bad.
Yeah. No. There's no lights up there. They couldn't have done it there. Yeah.
What did they do with the 4,000 people who are subscribed to that
website?
Yeah,
were they busted too? Because they probably just thought it was a legal site.
Oh, you can't think that's legal.
No, you can't think it, but they can't prove it that you think it's legal.
Right. They may be just fine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah. Hmm.
But maybe it wasn't explained to them what exactly this is. It may be obvious.
Put the random cameras in hotel rooms.
Yeah, it'd be obvious because you said the mundane part, the hours and hours of me just sitting there. Yeah, take off your clothes. You know.
But you've got to be deep into it.
Oh, yeah.
To know that it exists in the first place.
Oh, it has to be a deep
You've got to be in the crowd.
Right. Yeah, where's that crowd? Where's that crowd hook up at there, Justin?
The thing,
you're the one subscriber.
The thing, the thing Justin's getting from this story is how did they get 4,000 subscribers?
Yeah, I barely got 3,000. This gives me an idea.
Just put a camera in your bedroom in your house. It's just you.
It would be
there.
So boring. Yeah. It's just me crying all day. I was like, this is weird. I was just going through my head. I zoned out for a second. Everything I did in my hotel room last night.
Yeah, that's your thing.
How boring that would be for people to watch in South Korea.
Right.
Or anywhere.
Cool. Yeah.
But if you make it sound salacious. Yeah.
He ate Subway with no shirt on.
Well, maybe people were into that.
Go on.
Maybe. Yeah. Go on.
Go on.
Did you rub it on yourself? Like
all
that?
6 inches.
Yeah. That's the only way a foot long's involved.
You know you're picking onions off your chest, too, and you're eating it.
All night.
Yeah, of course you are. All night.
Lettuce in the belly button.
All night. You gorged all night.
I'll be live streaming this on my Instagram tonight, people.
Well, at least FaceTime.
Lettuce in the belly button. I like that.
Right. FaceTime me after the show. Tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I need your credit card information first.
All right. Not a problem.
To get more subscribers, you can follow Justin at Justin Foster.
Justin Comic.
At Justin Comic, all right. And it's at D. Drew Lynch.
Yes.
All right. Check him out. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Enjoy the weekend. Sold out shows here in a Funny Bone. And I can continue to do well, both of you. We appreciate you guys coming in.
We're so happy to have him back.
Oh, they're funny dudes. You love them. Thanks for coming up. Next week, T.J. Miller in the studio,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Is that sold out already?
No, there's a few tickets. He's doing a 420 show. On 420.
Oh.
And that's the only one that has seats
left. That's next weekend, all right.
420.
Anything else I have next week so far?
Sean Astin on Monday.
Sean Astin's phone the program?
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. The podcast available everywhere. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.